For Shvi of Parshat Shoftim, we'll be dealing with the Parsha of Egla Arufa, and we'll get to it in a moment, but it's also already Elul. And so I'd like to relate the Divrei Torah for Shvi of the Parshiot that are coming up, including Shoftim, to the theme of Elul. Now, of course, the theme of Elul is the theme of Tshuva. Elul is preparation for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, for the Yom Noroim, for the issue of considering what the past year has been and what the future year hopefully will be. And when I first came to Eretz Yisrael on Aliyah, which is now 39 plus years ago, I met somebody the first Shabbos I was in Eretz Yisrael, and he said to me, you know, welcome and so on and so forth. He said, what are you going to be doing here? I said, I'm going to be in a yeshiva for B'nai Chutz La'aretz. Going to be, at that time I was a mashgiach in the yeshiva, Shiva de Miftar. So he said, so you're going to tell them about Elul. That's when I was starting in Elul. You're going to tell them about Elul. I said, what should I tell them about Elul? He said, you're going to tell them that in Elul, the fish in the river are trembling, me'ema tadin, from the fear of judgment coming. The fish are trembling. And I said, look, you know, I think if I say that to the students in the yeshiva, I think they'll think I'm nuts. There's a psychiatric hospital nearby, and they'll take me to that hospital right away. Okay, so I did not tell them that. But subsequently, I realized that I could tell them the story of being told that, and somewhat rue the fact that they wouldn't get what it was all about. And so I have been telling this story many times. Let me make one step further about Elul, and we'll see the connection later on, that one of the famous acrostics for the month of Elul comes from the book of Esther, Megillat Esther, and it involves the requirement based on what happened in Shushan after the Jews proved to be victorious and were not destroyed, that they were supposed to send matanot lereehu, right? Matanot, what we call matanot levyonim, excuse me, and mishloach manot ish lereehu. Umatanot lo evyonim. Ish lereehu, aleph lamed, umatanot lo evyonim, and charity to the poor, form an acrostic, which is Elul. So Elul is the concern that we have for the other, the concern that we have for another person who may be just like us, but nonetheless is we show our concern for him or her, and particularly umatanot le'avyonim, Elul. That's what we're supposed to be concerned with in some way in Elul. Now let me expand on that in light of Shvi of Parshat Shoftim. Parshat Shoftim in Shvi has the Parsha of a body is found outside of a city in an open, uninhabited area, Basadeh, and we don't know who the person is, and we don't know what happened to him, who might have murdered him, where the murderer came from. And so these kenim come, the elders come from Beit Din, and they measure and they find what city is this body closest to. And it's a supposition that it's probably the person is from that city, but nobody knows who he is. So it was probably somebody passing through the city, some unknown person. And what happened? So somehow or other, the Zikne Ha'ir, they have to say, Yodenu lo shavchu es hadam hazeh. We didn't kill this person. We didn't spill this person's blood. Veinenu lo ra'u. We did not see. Grant kapara, grant atonement. Kapara. Sounds familiar. Yom HaKippurim. Kaper la'amcha asher Yisrael asher padita Hashem. V'al titein dam naki bekerev amcha Yisrael. V'nichaper lahem adam. Right? There needs a kapara for this. But they say, Yodenu lo shavchu es hadam hazeh. Our hands did not spill this blood. Ve'einenu lo ra'u. Our eyes did not see. Chazal and Rashi summarizes this. Say, Yodenu lo shavchu v'chi alta alev. Could one imagine Sheziknei Beitin, that the elders of Beitin, Shofchei Damim Hein, there are murderers, that we say, we didn't do it? But what does it mean? And now comes the second part of the Pasuk. Veinenu lo ra'u. We didn't see. Doesn't mean we didn't see the murder. It means, Ela lo ra'inuhu. There was some stranger in our midst, apparently, or could have been, but we never saw him. Had we seen him, we would never have sent him away into a world of danger. We would never have sent him away unprovided for. Einenu lo ra'u, ela lo ra'inuhu. We did not see him. Uptaranuhu belo mizonotu lavo levaya. Nor did we send him away without provisions for the journey and without somebody to accompany him, certainly through the dangerous area that he might have been going through. Had we seen him, we surely would have seen to his well-being and his future well-being, even though he was not, as it were, one of us. Elul ish l're'eyu matanot lev yonim. We have a fellow man. We know him. We have the poor people. We are not going to deal with them without concern. We're not going to ignore them, nor would we ignore a traveler who is a complete stranger to our city. But nonetheless, it is our responsibility. And if we don't take that responsibility, then we have to find forgiveness for our failure. So we failed in some way. If we fail in some way, then we're responsible. In what are we doing in Elul? In Elul, we also are asking for mercy for failures, for things that we perhaps should have taken care of, should have dealt with, and those things which we overlooked, which we didn't. Maybe we saw them, but we overlooked them. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we all say the piyut of Unutana Tokef, which ends with a thunderous declaration, or which in the middle comes a thunderous declaration by the whole kahal, the whole community, in which noting, taking cognizance of the fact that there is a Yom HaDin, we're judged for what we did and what we didn't do, right? We pass before God and are counted before God, and every deed we did or every omission of a deed is taken note of. And we say, who can escape this? What can we do? And we shout out that only teshuva, doing tshuva, repentance, utfila, and prayer unto God for forgiveness, repentance, and resolution to recognize our misdeeds and to come to a resolution that our deeds from now on will be better, will be good. Tshuva, tfila, utstaka, and charity, mavirin et roah hagzeira. They cause to pass a bad ending, a bad decree upon us. I get tshuva. I get tfila. I understand it. It's of the day. It's of the din, of the judgment. But why tztaka? Tztaka is a mitzvah to give charity. Fine, there are other mitzvahs. Why do we emphasize tzedakah? We could very well, not serious about it. There's other mitzvahs. We'll take care. We'll have our clothes checked for shatnez. Unfortunately, many people don't even know that they're supposed to check for shatnez or assume it's all right. We're gonna do better on that mitzvah. Yes, yes, but we say tztaka. And why is that? And I believe the answer is very simple. Because when we're asking for forgiveness for God, when we're asking for another chance, right? Do we deserve it? You did the crime, you have to do the time. Right? I tell this story once upon a time, and a long time ago in yeshiva, my first few years in yeshiva, there was a story of one roommate who stole some money from another roommate. I think it was something like $20. And the roommate who suspected that it was that the other guy stole the money, he didn't know for sure. He went to the police. You know, he went to the police and reported his roommate. He thought he has a suspected crook. So I called him in. I said, why did you do that? Why didn't you come to me first? He said, he went to the police. So I called the guy in who was suspected. I put the strong light on him and he confessed. Yes, I did it. I needed the money and I didn't. Right. So I said, listen, unfortunately, your roommate went to the police. If the police call you in for investigation, do not go to the police. Come to me. Okay? And I don't remember whether he said, I'll go to them for you or we'll go together. I'll go with you. I'm afraid this guy, you know, he's going to, what's going to be? I wasn't going to get him to support him, but I was going, you know, like at the time with him, help him. So next day I find out that he went to the police. He didn't come to me to go with him. He went to the police by himself and right away, he confessed. They took a picture of him, right? Oh my gosh, this is just terrible. Yeah. So I went to the police. I went to Migrash HaRusim in Yerushalayim. I went to the police and I sat and I waited, you know, to talk to the investigator, whom we will call Captain Dudu. Everybody's name was Dudu. Okay. Captain Dudu. And I go into the Captain Dudu and he says, hey, I told him why I was here. He remembered the case. So I said, look, this story. It's just something that happens with roommates. Okay. I will deal with it. This kid is like trembling from me already. Like it's like, you know, not, I recognize, I'll take care of it. He said, Kvod HaRav, Kvod HaRav, honorable rabbi. He says, I very much value what you do. And I'm sure that you could have dealt with it. And I'm sure that you could put the fear of God into this. I'm not quoting exactly, but he was all, you know, he's all, I am marichet, I value it. Etzlechem, with you, you know, and within the Jewish religion, etzlechem, you know, yesh tshuva, there's some concept of tshuva, yesh mechila, there's forgiveness, and so on and so forth. And he goes on listing like he is davening out of machzor. He knew all the terms for forgiveness and tshuva and kapara. But this is the police, I'm the police. That's lenu, yesh rak mishpat. We only have judgment, there's nothing we can do. Tshuva is not going to do it. You got to go to the mishpat, And what that means is you got to get it. You could be in real trouble. Anyway, it had an ending, whatever the ending is, a different part of the story. But I was asking him for mercy, for tzedakah. There's no tzedakah in the mishpat. There is no tzedakah, the police. That's what they do. They're doing mishpat. Okay. So we come to God and we say, we want to have tshuva, right? So God says, Do you grant things not al pi mishpat? And so we say, yes. Yes, hopefully. Yes. And what is that? We give tzedakah. We give tzedakah. It's not that I owe the poor person. It's not that I owe the unfortunate, right? That's what tzedakah is about. In fact, the Gemara says, and it's to a certain extent paskind in Shulchan Aruch, it's the law in Shulchan Aruch, that before a person davens, before Shmon Esrei, before davening, he or she should give tzedakah. Now, why is that? The Gemara quotes a pasuk, Vaniba b'tzedekech, I will see your face, then davening, your face is God's face, as it were, Pnei Hashem, and davening, Shmon Esrei, halachically has the consideration of Omeid Lifnei HaMelech, who's standing in the presence, as it were, in the presence, in the face of God. We come before God and we're asking Him for tzedakah. Give me this, even though perhaps I failed in that, right? Show me chonein, chanun, rachum, rachmanas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And God says, listen one second, as it were. I hope I'm not being flipped. I have a lot to take care of. What's the basis that you come before me? And the basis is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I give tzedakah to those who have no claim on me. Right? I just gave tzedakah. I'm begging that of you as well on my behalf. We are all aniyim, impoverished, standing at the entrance, standing at the gate of the palace and begging the king to throw us, to give us a gift of grace. Just as God is Chanun and Rachum and Erech Apayim, so Chazal tell us, you too shall be Chanun and Rachum, merciful, Erech Apayim, long-suffering, right? And if we are that way, then we can come to God with that. Indeed, the first Rosh Hashanah, when they've come back from the Galut, in the 8th chapter, Perchet of Nehemiah, the Jews, when they learn about Rosh Hashanah, they had forgotten about it, and the Torah is read, and they all feel very sad, and they are told, that no, it's a joyous day, it's a day of forgiveness, l'chu, have a yomtov meal, right? And mishloach manot l'asher einachalno, and give portions of food to those who have nothing prepared, right? Mishloach manot ish l'reyehu. What have you done? And so for the other, and so, if we want kapara, we have to say, but what did we do? And this is what the Zkenim say. It's true, he's nearer to our community, but we didn't see him. Perhaps he passed through in the night when nobody saw him. Perhaps he wasn't even really from here. But had we seen a stranger in our midst, we would not have let him go unprovisioned and unaccompanied into the dangerous world that surrounds the safety, that surrounds the city. We keep our city safe, and we keep those who pass through it safe even when they leave. And so, Shvi of Parsha Shoftim is a lesson not only for some theoretical reality, but for the month of Elul. Ish l'reyehu, let us be concerned with our fellow man. Let us give gifts. Let us support in whatever way we can support those who are stricken with poverty. Poverty of wealth, and poverty of health, and poverty of the spirit.